It's a pleasure to have with us today Laura Rollick, who is a freshman at Northwestern from Upper St. Clair High School, and also Joseph Merchant, who is currently a senior at Upper St. Clair High School. The reeds at Upper St. Clair must be quite good, or the woodwind instruction and community there. You'll get a chance to meet each of them and learn more about each of them as they play during this half hour. But we're going to get started with their first selection, both representing the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra as well as their individual talents, Laura Rollick and Joseph Merchant.
Thank you.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Laura Rolick and Joseph Merchant. And Laura, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. First, welcome. Thanks for being here. That was just beautiful. Can you identify the composer and the selection you just played?
Yeah, so we just played the first of three duets by Leonard von Kahl for oboe and bassoon.
And you'll be playing the other two as well?
We'll be playing the first movement of the second duet.
Okay, so that'll be coming up in a moment or two after we talk a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from Upper St. Clair. Were you raised at Upper St. Clair? And then you're at Northwestern now, yet you're back. Are you shuttling back and forth between Pittsburgh and Chicago, or?
Actually, this is only the second time I've been back in Pittsburgh since I went to college. I came back for Thanksgiving and then went back to college at Northwestern for a few weeks. And now I just got home on Wednesday, actually.
Well, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
How has the first year of college been, apart from your musical life? That's a big transition. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, actually, I have a sister and two brothers.
And how old are they?
My sister is 28. One of my brothers is 25, and then my other brother is 17.
Okay, so you maybe have some family experience with college,
yes.
At least. But how's it been so far? Northwestern's a beautiful campus. Evanston is a great town. Is the transition been okay?
Yes, I actually love it. Everyone at Northwestern has been so nice and so welcoming, and it's just a really supportive community, and it's nice to be around so many great musicians.
Oh, that's good to hear. One thing I was curious about, and we can give Joseph a chance to jump in too. I was listening to the two of you play, and it almost seems like there's a teeny bit of room for improvisation, or improv is too strong of a word, but I think a lot of people think classical music is exactly the same way every single time, and I can't believe that's the case, especially in a setting like this. Is that true? Do you find yourself playing slightly differently when you're doing pieces like this, depending on the circumstances?
I think it's definitely subject to the player's interpretations. I think there are little nuances here and there that you can do. And certainly you can, I'm sure you could improvise here and there.
Yeah, what do you think, Joseph?
I think I completely agree with Laura. Music like this, everybody has their own interpretation of it. Otherwise, everything would be the same. And you could think of it like conductors. Every orchestra has a different conductor. And sometimes you'll hear, oh, well, I have the recording of this conductor doing it or this conductor. And it's because you prefer that interpretation. You find that to be the best. Otherwise, every orchestra would have a robot doing the same exact thing. But in chamber music like this, we had coaching on this with Jim Rogers, and he pointed out some things that we could do to make it a little bit more expressive. We also added in some ideas of our own to play this piece how we would have the most fun.
Yeah, I really sensed that as you were playing it. And I guess that's what I was trying to say you just can sense it. And a lot of people that listen to jazz might think about how sometimes direct a solo or a riff might be as you move off. But that happens in all forms of music to one extent or another. Now, you're a senior this year.
I am.
Before we do anything else, I need to ask you, I didn't know this when we met before, about your membership in the Western Pennsylvania Mushroom Club, which is here in my notes.
Yes, well, that's actually a newer club I joined. Unfortunately, most things are over with for the winter. It's something I got into on my own. I have, I don't know if you've heard of Boyce Mayview Park, but it's a huge wooded area in Upper St. Clair. And so I would be walking down there sometimes with my mom or by myself. And you know, you would see these mushrooms or fungi everywhere, and you wonder what they are. And so I also know that some restaurants like to cook with certain ones, and so I thought that would be neat to be able to eat them. I haven't picked the wrong one yet. I'm still here.
Well, I was just talking about this with somebody. I think on Wednesday somebody had a portobello sandwich. We were talking about mushrooms and Is it learnable to be able to be out to actually – I mean, can you identify a mushroom in the wild? And I guess, you as you said, you're still here.
Yeah, and the other thing is not all mushrooms look like a mushroom. For example, hen of the woods, it looks I can't even describe it. It looks like a bunch of fans kind of sticking out. Or there's so many different types. It's amazing. Puffballs, they're huge, giant – white puffballs that you can eat.
What got you interested in doing this?
I actually can't remember. I think my mom actually was talking about them, and then she got me a field guide, and then we went to a meeting, and then I joined.
Cool. Yeah. And Pennsylvania is a big state for mushrooms.
It is.
I think we're the leading state.
I believe it's the second largest mushroom club.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many members, roughly?
I have no idea.
That's incredible. mushrooming,
Yeah.
I wonder why they say that things have mushroomed, meaning they've grown. I guess mushrooms grow really rapidly, but they're down on the ground, too. Have you thought about, do you know where your education will continue yet?
I'm definitely going to be going into music. I have some places where I've applied. And so now my auditions are coming up in February, so I'm all prepared for that.
That has to be stressful, but you've been through it so much with the Pittsburgh Concert Society and the Youth Symphony, so you seem pretty confident.
I think a lot of things have prepared me, and I'm fortunate to have had them happen the way that they did. And so now I'm thinking of it more as for fun.
Hey, Laura, off-the-wall question. I read not too long ago that some conductors inadvertently will discriminate against women players. Is there – I don't know if you've thought about this at all, if either of you have thought about it. I know – I think Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book in which he gave that anecdote. Does that get talked about much, or is it even an issue?
I've never noticed it in a conductor, actually. I've never heard it spoken of either.
Yeah, it was interesting. I guess these were major orchestras, and I think in particular some European orchestras where they began having auditions behind closed curtains and with numbers rather than ages. I don't know if it's done rather than knowing who it is. I don't know if it's done that way in ordinary circles. I think it would be hard. I think you'd want to watch the person play as they're playing, not just listen to them behind a screen. But I was just curious if that's something that you've run into. I'm happy you haven't, if that's the case. What would you guys like to do next here? The first movement of the second duet?
Yes.
Right.
Great. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Youth Symphony and the Concert Society. If you're just joining us, Joseph Merchant is playing bassoon, a senior at Upper St. Clair, and Laura Rolick, who is a freshman at Northwestern and relatively fresh out of Upper St. Clair High School. And here they are again at SLB. Thank you. Saturday Light Brigade, Joseph Merchant on bassoon and Laura Rolick on oboe, sounding just absolutely beautifully beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, and you've both been involved with that. You still are, Joseph. Can you tell me a little bit about what it does for you? I assume you've got an orchestra at Upper St. Clair that's available to you as well. But what's different about the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra?
Well, the great thing about the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra is that it is a full-scale orchestra. It has all the instruments needed, which allows us to play so much more repertoire. Also, the musicians audition to get in, which guarantees better quality, which makes things a lot more fun. You can do more things with the music that way.
When people are really committed, I would think.
Right.
Not that you aren't in a high school level, but you really, you're making a special effort. I never thought about the fullness, I guess, in high school. And as a matter of fact, I can remember our high school orchestra trying really hard to recruit me to play piano in the orchestra. And I am not a piano player, but I played timpani in the band, and they had a timpanist for the orchestra, but they needed somebody to play piano because this was a fairly large school. I would not have been the right guy, and so they ended up going without a piano that mm-hmm. year. I guess that does happen in the high school orchestra sometimes where instruments aren't available.
It does, or sometimes there's too many of one instrument and the balance isn't equal.
Interesting. I never thought about that. What about for you, Laura? Are there things that the Youth Symphony, in retrospect now, I guess you can't play with them since you've moved, but in retrospect, are there some things that really have made a difference for you?
I think in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, since you have to audition to get in, I think it's a lot of people who are really passionate about music, and that's not necessarily always the case in schools. And I think a lot of the people in Pittsburgh Youth Symphony are looking to go into music, too. So they're very serious about it, and it's fun to play with such serious musicians.
Yeah, and it's fine to enjoy music a little less professionally. And in school, right, sometimes it's social. It's another skill. It helps you be more well-rounded. But it probably can – frustrating isn't the right word, but probably – you probably sometimes are craving different kinds of relationships than you might be able to have in a school orchestra, I would think.
It is different, I will say. When I go to school orchestra, at Upper St. Clair we have an after-school chamber orchestra, so it is smaller. But I would say still most of my friends are in the youth symphony, and I look forward to going every weekend. I know after this I'm going to a rehearsal, and I can't wait for it. So it is great to have motivation to do something like that.
We have Carol Kamen here, too. I don't know if you want to add anything. You're welcome to, if you'd like. Carol's on the board of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. I just would like to add that all of the concerts are free. This is a really an amazing opportunity for everyone in Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh area to come listen to an orchestra that is very professional. Despite their young age, they are very, very professional.
I'm glad you pointed that out, because if you are looking to get a taste of classical music, or if you want to bring your family to a concert, the concerts are in Heinz Hall, for goodness sakes.
That's right.
The real Heinz Hall.
That's right.
And you can sit and listen, and I forgot they were free of charge.
They are. And you can download the tickets, get on the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony website, and that will you will become informed of when the next concerts are, next performances, and you can download the free tickets at that time as well.
Carol, why are you on the board?
Why? Because I'm inspired by this young group of performers, and I believe that they are the future. If we don't have orchestras like this, and we're very lucky here in the Pittsburgh area to have them, they are bringing in the next generation of audiences to go to our other symphony performances.
I'm glad. That's a good way of putting it. And our thanks to you, and also Antoinette Tuma, and everybody involved. And I know, I believe Joseph has been involved with the Pittsburgh Concert Society as well. Laura, I'm not sure if you were involved with them.
No, I wasn't.
But also just a terrific supporter of local musicians here in our area. We have one more selection. I have to mention that you're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSHA Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, and WCUC Clarion, as well as PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, and slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. And before this will be our last chance to talk. I don't know if either of you have anything else you wanted to say that maybe I didn't ask you, or if you want to say hello to anybody that might be listening, that's up to you.
We don't have one more selection.
Oh, no. I thought you did.
No.
Okay. I was thinking you had three. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Surprise.
But we should acknowledge your teachers, maybe your instructors, so let me give you a chance to do that.
Well, I studied with David Soggs since my freshman year in high school. Yesterday or 2 days ago, he moved to Germany to be doing some musical projects. He took a sabbatical, and he'll be there for a year. So I don't think he'll be able to hear this until it's online. Hi. Also, Jim Rogers, he coached us on this, and he really helped us a lot with this. Our conductor for the Youth Symphony, Larry Lowe, he's fantastic. We thank him a lot for his support, all the coaches and the board for the Youth Symphony, Eve Goodman and Craig Johnson, too. They do a lot for us, so we appreciate that.
And Laura?
I'd like to give a shout out to Pittsburgh Youth Symphony as well. I miss everyone there, and I was thankful for the opportunity to have been able to perform with them last year. And I'd also like to say hi to my teacher, Holly White, from high school. I took lessons from her for 4 years. And I'd also like to say hi to my teacher in Chicago. I don't think he can hear me, but Robert Morgan, thank you very much.
Well, online, he'll be able to hear you a little later, if not today. Thank you both for being here.